to clap?
There is a king upon the throne. There is one who's praying.
crucify a king who could hurt the hands that heal. What could motivate such things? Love has done it. How does mercy come to me? Blood become my covering. Love has it's your love that brought us into your family. Once we were orphans, ooh, once we were orphans, but it's your love that brought us into your family. We are yours.
We are yours.
Sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
We are yours. Sons and daughters.
Let's sing it together. God says he's a good, good father. He's the shepherd. He's the strength. He's a comforter. He's our savior. He is everything. Amen. And this is the word he has for us, yes, to depend on him.
Amen.
Because he alone is our source for everything. Amen. We don't have to run to anywhere else, to someone. We don't have to depend on human beings or horses. It's the God Almighty that we depend on, who is the only source for everything.
Amen.
That's what God says. Don't go here and there, but come to me, because I am your everything.
Yes. Yes.
I am your everything.
Amen. 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 You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14 onwards, Paul writes about worship. Yeah, can somebody read verse 1 to verse 5. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. Did I get that right? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. Yes. You know, so this morning we've already had new songs. We had a prophetic word from Sam. But let's stir ourselves up. You know, and say, Lord, help me build the church by prophesying. You know, God will put something in your heart that is for upbuilding us, for encouraging us, for comforting us. Okay? So can we do that for a minute? In the midst of the worship, say, Lord, how do you want to build up Word of Grace this morning? What is your word for us? It may be a scripture, it may be something God is putting on your heart. Amen.
Psalm 128 verse 2 says, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours.
You know, in the song it says, lift the God whose love delivered me. And in the chorus itself it says, glorify the Lord who lifted me. And God has given me a picture of this mutual lifting that is happening between us and God. The Bible says that he lifted us from the ash heap and placed us with princes of the world.
Wow.
And that is the kind of lifting that he does to us. And then he says, then why do we lift him up? It is so that we get our priorities right. You know, I saw a picture of us just submerged in sand of different colors and different, you know, consistencies and all. And what naturally tends to rise in us is our self-ambition and going after the things of the world. But God says, when you lift me up, that is setting all the rest of the priorities right. So when you just lift up Jesus above everything else falls into place. So there is this lifting up of Jesus that we do, and he lifts us up as well. So there's this mutual relationship of lifting up that happens. So if you're feeling like something is weighing you down this morning, lift Jesus up in your life.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Anybody else?
We all to be of unity of mind and thought to edify the church.
What Lasia said, what Samantha sang, and what Gali Babu is saying, in line with that, let's remember, all of us, we are parts of the body. And only when each one of these part functions, we are hale and hearty. So God is calling on each one of us to function according to his will, so that this body of Christ will be healthy and will be performing at all times. It's not a one-man show. It's not a one-man show, but it is that unity in Christ which is very important.
Amen. Wonderful.
While worshiping, I was just sensing that we are the bride of Christ. And suppose if I am a groom and there's a bride, and if anybody insults my bride, I will get very angry. And same way, if anybody insults us or say something to each one, God gets angry. It means he doesn't feel good about that. So he protects each one. And we are the bride of Christ, and he is protecting us. And let us also protect one another. And we are all beautiful in God's sight. And if you're feeling that, if you're feeling rejected, if you're feeling unloved, if you're feeling demotivated that somebody has said something to you, I want to tell you that you are special. And you're unique in God's sight. And you are the bride of Christ.
I had this picture of people feeling, some people, feeling like they were orphans. Now, orphans feel they are all alone. There's nobody they can count on. There's no family. There's nobody. But God says this in Psalm 68, verse 6. Psalm 68, verse 6, he says, God sets the lonely in families. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, God sets the lonely in families. And if you're feeling alone and often, you know, remember you're part of the family of God. I think it ties in with everybody else.
Just said, let's lift God's name. Use your own words for him, because he's a God of everything, indescribable, but still we use our words to lift his name high.
Our battle
you to lift him up. Jesus, you are Lord, you are everlasting. From end to end, from age to age, you reign. Jesus, you are Lord, you are everlasting. From end to end and age to age, you reign. Enthroned in majesty and splendor, the saints and angels sing of your praise. You are name above.
Proclamation of his power.
He's coming on the clouds.